The legendary investor Warren Buffett once said that the best holding period is for lifetime. Most of us would think that how nonsense it is that to stay invested in any particular stock or mutual fund for lifetime. Let's say we can say 30, 40 and even more than 40 years of investment period. But if you understand why he is saying this, you will realize that it is so important to stay invested for the long run and you will have a lot of benefits. So in this particular podcast, we are going to discuss long-term investing and hidden benefits. So without any further ado, let's get started. You are listening to the Anuj Vora Show. Here I share my thoughts, knowledge, ideas and opinions about personal finance, investment, marketing, business and economics. So keep learning and enjoy. First of all, if you are listening to the Anuj Vora Show for the first time, after listening to this particular podcast, I want you to go through each and every title of the podcast. So if you want to learn about any specific thing and if you have no idea about any particular thing, for example, travel insurance and making money and like all the things regarding personal finance, entrepreneurship, economics and many more, you will get to learn a lot of things from the podcast. So without any further ado, let's get started. So long-term investing is the best thing one can do in his or her life, because long-term investing is not that easy. It takes a lot of patience, it takes a lot of emotional control. For example, you may lose your emotional control when the stock market crashes. Let's say if you have invested in mutual funds and stock market, and during the stock market crash, you will see massive downfall in your portfolio. And after saying this, you would start believing that you may lose more money. So in order to protect your money, you would prefer to sell your portfolio. And this is where most people may make mistakes. On the flip side, when the stock market is all-time high, most people would say that it is the best time to book profit, and when the market will fall down, they would invest their money. But eventually, when the market falls down, they believe that market will fall further and they should wait for 2 to 3 months so that the market can go down, market can remain stable, and at that particular time they will prefer to invest, and eventually they don't invest. And I should say most people don't invest, and those who invest this way, like they buy shares at low price when the stock market crashes and they sell at all-time high, they are one of the finest investor, I should say, because even Warren Buffett do not prefer to do these kind of activities. So these are the reasons that long-term investment is really, really tough. But if you understand the core fundamental, if you believe the economy where you live, for example, in the US, we can say that the US economy will continue to grow at the stock market of US economy, which is S&P 500, will continue to grow 8-9% annually. So which is very good return compared to the inflation rate, which we can say 1.5-2%. On the other hand, if you talk about India, Indian stock market offers 12-13% return annually for the last 15-20 years of investment period. And if you talk about inflation rate, we can say 5-6%. So the returns are really good as well. So in the long run, you can also expect that you can get more than 10% returns. And if you manage to get 10% return, that would be the best case scenario. But the problem is that people want quick money. People want to get rich quick. They want 50-100% return within 1 year, 1 year, 2 year and 3 years of investment period. And that's where most people make mistakes. In order to get high returns, people would consider investing in penny stocks and fundamentally low companies. And there are companies which are highly speculative, and you will see heavy volatility in that particular stocks and huge probabilities that you may end up losing all your money. But still, it gives thrill, so people do prefer to invest. So now if we talk about the hidden benefits of long-term investing, the first benefit that we can consider is brokerage charges. Now there is no doubt that if you stay invested for 30, 35 and 40 years of investment period, in each year you will have to pay some annual charges. But on the other hand, if you talk about other type of investors who would prefer to stay invested for 1 year, 2 year and even 5 to 10 years of investment period, and also we can consider traders. These people pay a lot of brokerage amount when they sell their investment. So as you are a long-term investor, your purpose towards investment is to stay invested for the longer period of time. Longer, the better. That means you are not going to touch your investment until you need. And you are investing only that particular amount that you don't need for very long period. So as you are not selling any of your stock, mutual fund or whatever you have, you will not pay a single dollar in brokerage cost. It's that simple. Always remember that when you buy and sell stocks, the government of that particular country where you live and the platform that you use for buying and selling stocks make tons of money from traders. So as you buy and sell stocks frequently, you will have to pay brokerages and taxes as well. So now let's talk about taxes. There are basically two types of taxes that you have to pay if you are an investor. I'm talking about the countries like the United States of India, Canada and India and even UK as well. I am not sure about the UK, but the rules must be same in all these countries. So the first is short-term capital gain and the long-term capital gain taxes. So if you talk about the rule for short-term capital gain, in India specific, if you talk about, it's nearly 24 months. In future, in 2025, 2030, if the rule changes, I am not sure about it. But if you talk about the US specific, the short-term investment or the short-term capital gain is applicable if a person has an investment, buy or sell anything within 12 months. In India, it is 24 months. In USA, it is 12 months. So you have to pay taxes on whatever you have gained. But your approach towards investment is for long term. You don't care what is happening in shorter period of time and it will not affect anything. Worse can happen, but it will not affect your investment decision. You will not prefer to sell your particular portfolio, your particular stock or anything. But your focus is to remain invested, to stay invested for the long run. Now, if we talk about long term capital gain, if you sell your investment portfolio in 10 years, you will have to pay long-term capital gain. Here, the same thing is applicable. You are not going to sell your investment portfolio, so you are not going to pay long-term capital gain taxes. When you sell your investment, you will be taxed. If you don't sell your investment, no one will tell you to pay taxes. It's that simple. And this is what Warren Buffett believes, that if you don't need your money, do not sell your investment portfolio. Let the money compound. And this is why he believes that if you want to create a massive amount of wealth, the only way that you create wealth is to give, to stay invested for a lifetime. It's that simple. You will save a lot of money of brokerage cost and you will save a lot of money by paying no taxes. Only sell your investment portfolio when you need, in urgency or anything like that. Thanks for listening. If you find this episode valuable and you would like to help support the podcast, feel free to share it with others, post about it on social media or leave a rating or review. To catch all the latest updates from me, you can follow me on Instagram at anujv21, that is anujv21. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.